The Winter Games in Utah are not yet a week old, and already they've earned a place in Olympic history. The gold medal for pairs figure skating is in dispute. But before we get our luge tights in a twist over Russian skaters and French judges, we should bear in mind that the Olympic record books are not virgin soil for scandal. Few people know those record books as well as writer David Walachinsky, who's at the Games. Mr. Walachinsky, we of course don't know the outcome yet of the skating controversy, but so far, how does it rate in the pantheon of Olympic scandals?
It's moving into the top 10, but it hasn't quite made the top 5 until we find out if there was collusion and actual vote buying.
Aha. Well, let's start with some famous Summer Games scandals that we've seen.
Well, certainly a lot of Americans may remember the 1972 basketball final between the Soviet Union and the United States, where the United States appeared to have won, and the clock was set back twice until the Soviets finally put in the winning basket. The Americans refused to accept their silver medals. I was present at one of the more shocking ones, which was in boxing. In 1988, when the Olympics were in Seoul, South Korea, there was the final with Roy Jones of the United States and Park Si-hun, the hometown favorite from Korea. Jones appeared to have landed, I mean, he did land, in fact, 5 times as many punches as Park, and yet Park was given the gold medal. That seems to have been the most extreme of all boxing outrages in the Olympics.
Back now to the Winter Games. Apart from skating scandals, has there ever been a downhill skiing scandal, for example?
The biggest non-figure skating scandal in Winter Olympics history took place in 1968 at the Grenoble Games in France, where Jean-Claude Killy was going for the triple. At the time, there were only 3 events. And he had won 2 gold medals and was taking part in the slalom. His only real competitor was Karl Schrantz of Austria. And Schrantz went down. It was a very foggy, misty day. And he went down and suddenly screeched to a halt in the middle of the run and claimed that a mysterious figure in black had crossed his path. And he went walking up the hill with 3 witnesses in tow. And the officials didn't know what to do, so they gave him a rerun, which he then hit perfectly and appeared to win the gold medal. Then the French appealed and won the appeal.
Which brings us back to figure skating. This is not the only figure skating problem the Winter Games have seen.
Figure skating has had problems since the very beginning. Even before the beginning of the Winter Olympics in 1924, figure skating was in the 1908 Summer Olympics. And the very first competition in the men's competition, Nikolai Panin, who was one of the favorites, became infuriated by the judging and withdrew in the middle of the competition, saying the judges were so against him, there was no point in continuing. This is 94 years ago. In 1998, after the ice dancing competition, a Canadian judge, Jean Senf, actually went public and said that vote trading had been going on. The International Skating Union was furious at her for saying this, and they sanctioned her for showing national bias, at which point she pulled out tape recordings of phone calls that had been made to her by a Ukrainian judge, Yuri Balkov, proving that he had tried to influence her voting and trading. And after it was all over, the skating union banned both Balkov for having made these attempts at vote trading and Senf for being a whistleblower.
Ah, the Olympic spirit. David Walachinsky, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Certainly.
David Walachinsky, who's a commentator for Westwood One, is also the author of the complete book of the Winter Olympics.